In today's video, we're going to be talking about how you can overcome bullying. Bullying is often defined as something which is where a high school student is trying to pick on someone, some other high school student. But the reality is bullying in its widest sense can be seen as someone who has more power or perceives themselves to have more power is trying to make life difficult for someone else. And of course, this is widespread. So whether it's in the workplace, in your school, your university, wherever it is, right? This, you might be feeling this way. And as a result, I want to give you some advice about how you can face it. And a lot of this is based on personal experience. So hopefully I'll share my story and I'll be able to help you in your struggles as well. Now, to make it very clear that this video isn't about a personal escape. So I'm not assuming that you could just go, all right, I'm feeling a bit down here. I'm just going to move halfway across the world. Let's face it, most of people can't do it. If you're in high school and you're not extremely rich, you're like, you're getting picked on. Well, what are you going to do, right? You're not going to suddenly call your parents and say, all right, mom and dad, I know we're in a different difficult financial situation, but I feel a bit bad by my high school classmates. So as a result, can we move all the way to England instead so I can take class there instead? I mean, no one's going to do that. So when you're in that chessboard, when you're looking at that chessboard, what are the best moves that you can do? And of course, this is coming out from a personal story. It's my own experience. A lot of times in high school, some people are trying to push me down. There are facing some challenges. I faced quite a lot in high school to go on some cancellation for speaking the truth. And also I face some other challenges in high school, which you will learn more as you watch this channel. But I want to share some experience to you. At the end of the day, I got the last laugh. I ended up with better uni offers than them. I live a better life than them. I have a higher level. All these things, right? Everything you can think about. I beat them in life and I'm winning and they're losing. So they're sad and they're jealous. That's kind of life. And today I'm going to talk about how you can also get into that position. I don't rub it in their faces, of course, but you know, I mean, you all know you take those wins, I suppose, you take those W's. So the first thing you should do is understand why. And understanding why is a very important thing, because one of the tips and one of the important things about being perspicacious in this world is to understand why people are acting the way they are. Because sometimes you might realize that people don't like you for a good reason. And this was something that I got to understand a bit more in the past. Was like, I was thinking about the situation and there's some people who dislike me for complete, utter, ridiculous reasons. And there's some people who dislike me for some character flaws. And I wasn't a perfect person. I would never claim to be a perfect person. And there's some people who just disliked me because I was either a bit arrogant in the past. There were certain things in my life where I realized people don't like me and those things are a bit justified. So that's something I kept in mind and I was like, all right, these are the areas in which I have to improve. So the first thing you need to do is understand why. Is it for something reasonable or is it for something unreasonable? The first thing you do is if it's unreasonable, discard that, don't care about that. And of course, if it's reasonable, then well, perhaps you should change. Because that's something that a lot of liberals don't know how to do. Is that when they think someone dislikes them, someone disagrees with them, they just throw the baby out with the bathwater and say, well, that guy's a horrible person. Let's get rid of them. Let's cancel them. That's definitely not something you should do as people who want to develop, be perspicacious, who want to win. Then what you need to do is to recognize and say, well, actually, that person is right about X, Y, and Z, and that person is wrong about E, F, and G. So, well, think about it. The second thing you need to think about is, well, how many people are bullying you? Is it one person? Is it multiple people? What's the scenario? Because when you're thinking about it, imagine bullying is ultimately war. By creating this conflict, they've declared war on you. And when you think about war, you need to think about, okay, what is the enemy like? Know yourself and know your enemy, and you'll win in every single battle. That's what Sun Tzu said. So basically what you need to do is understand who is actually bullying you. Is it one person? Because one person is very easy to topple. Is it five people? Well, that's a bit more difficult to topple. Is it the entire year? Well, that's an even more difficult thing to challenge, right? So you need to think about, well, what is that position I'm in? If it's just one person, well, maybe you could get a group of friends and then you'll defeat the guy really quickly. And I don't want to incite violence or anything on this channel, but I mean, you know what I'm saying, right? If it's only one guy messing around with you and you have three or four lads who are good friends, we know exactly what you should do and what can be done and go for it, right? But if it's like, okay, well, half the year dislikes me. First thing you should think about is, well, does half the year dislike me? Is that more my problem or is it more their problem? Chances are it's probably something that you've done which is wrong. I'm not saying it has to be the case because in my situation, someone spread some lies about me and essentially that got to most of the year and that was the reason why people disliked me. So in some situations where you really could think about it and say, well, actually, that's not my fault. And you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. That's something that Jesus Christ said. And the reality is as well, if it was the case that you do know that the reason why everyone dislikes you is because of lies, well, all right, fine by you, you're let off my hook. But if you do recognize that everyone dislikes you for a correct reason, it goes back to the first point, you perhaps should learn from it. But of course, if they really all dislike you for something which is not your fault, then you have a massive challenge to face. You're like, well, all right, number one, some people dislike me. Number two, the fact that those people dislike me make me feel uncomfortable, because then that makes it bullying. I wouldn't say I was exactly bullied, because they never made me feel uncomfortable. I couldn't care less about what those people believed. I couldn't care less about what those people did. I was completely unharmed by them. The only people they hurt was themselves. And number three, well, all right, the enemy is actually quite big. They're very numerous. How can I defeat them? And it's that moment where you have to think, well, all right, it's time to understand the chessboard. Play it as a game of chess. Number one, make sure you are in a good position. Mentally strong, physically strong. Your mind is in the right place. You're doing your meditation. You're doing your gratitude. Because I think that gratitude is so important, is that when you think everything is going against your path, or going against your direction, first thing you need to know is how to give thanks. If you lose your appreciation for the world, it's very, very easy to become resentful. And becoming resentful is perhaps the worst thing you can possibly do. That's something that I did as well. When people were first spreading lies about me and first trying to attack or push back against my position, I naturally, as a high school kid who was around, I think I was like 14 or 15 at that time, I felt a bit uncomfortable. And naturally so. I mean, I was just a kid, right? So I was like, well, this is a bit odd. And I did my first two tips. I understood why. I understood my own flaws. And I worked on that, right? I went home. I became way more isolated in that situation at the time. And it's like, well, all right, the world is here. There's so many challenges. Let me gather my thoughts, and then improve. And then I improved. I went away, worked on myself, improved myself, and I came back with an iron mind, and I was like, all right, these people cannot hurt me. Like, that's a very interesting thing, right? It's like, I soon noticed, after I made those positive improvements in my life, that not a single problem I faced was a face-to-face interaction. Face-to-face, they all either respected or cared for me. So, in some sense, that solved all the problems. They don't dare it, because most people who are in this situation trying to bully you, they're ultimately very insecure and weak people. So when they're facing someone who's disappeared and come back almost like a Greek god, then they're like, well, all right, I can't do anything to challenge them, because they're insecure now. So they don't dare do it, right? So that is something you should think about. Get yourself in order. And I know it's tough. Life's about playing the best moves on the chessboard, regardless of what situation you're in. Now, the second thing you should do is to learn from the situation, especially if you're in high school, right? Because at the end of the day, how much or what exactly can high school do to you? Nothing much, really. Like, what exactly would they do? They rarely kill you. Most of the suicides in high school come from like people feeling the stress, feeling the pressure, internalizing it, and then becoming depressed and falling into that circle of internalization of problems and sadness. And naturally, of course, you're going down a dark route. However, if you are going to take a positive mindset, as I've said, then regardless of what they said, as long as you keep your mind in the right place, it's mind over matter, guys. And of course, if they're beating you up every single day, well, then that's a problem. I would recommend you get a metal lunchbox or something like that. However, I'm just saying, on the other hand, that, well, it's life. Like, you need to understand that most situations, people will like you, people will dislike you. If you understand and get that hate earlier, and you could get strengthened from it, then that's good for you, you know? It's like, the earlier you can get toughened and awoken to the reality of the world, the better it is for you. The final thing is, see what can be done. And when I mean see what can be done, I'm saying, remember, this is war. You're not going to sit there and say, well, all right, it's all fun and games, it's all happy. Like, the soldiers who go to Normandy and D-Day, they don't see the Germans like shooting at them. They're like, oh, I'm a bit sad, I'm gonna go cry, I'm gonna go hide, right? They're like, this is war. We need to now storm those beaches, get rid of those Germans, and we're gonna win, right? So that is the mentality that you have to get into. The moment people start picking on you, they say, well, this is war, they're against me, they're my enemies, now time to defeat them. And when you adopt that mindset, you become way more ruthless in this situation, right? You need to understand that you have power as well. Of course, in a high school scenario, you can go talk to your teachers about it, or you could talk to your employers about it in a works case scenario, because no employer would want their employee base to be completely fractured and disruptive, right? At the end of the day, we're all in a capitalist society, and that's the way things should be. If you want to increase the most profit, you don't have employees who hate each other and start trying to kill each other all the time, right? So you want a unified employee base. They don't need to like each other. They definitely shouldn't be tearing each other up and having internal conflict and civil war in between them. So it is the benefit of the teachers and the employers to solve the problem. So if there is a problem, well, solve the problem by people who can actually solve the problem. Now, I'm not saying that you should always go to the teachers. You could solve most of the things yourself. I didn't really go to the teachers for any of the things, because I knew I could beat them myself. So you need to put yourself in that same situation. Can you do it on your own? If not, well, go to the teachers, go to the employers. And you might say, well, all right, I don't want to be known as a snitch. But remember, this is war. You don't care about whether someone's going to think you're a snitch. The people who are going to call you a snitch are the people who are bullying you anyway. So who cares if they think you're a snitch, right? So that's why you should do it, right? And I'm not saying, oh, you should be a snitch, rat out your friends. But I am saying that if some guy is actually being a dick to you, and they have an entire group of people being a dick to you, and you don't think you could do it yourself, and that's a very big if, because I would definitely prefer you you fight it out on your own turf and win it by yourself. That's what I always recommend. But if you really can't do it, see what you can do, right? You want to look at the chessboard and figure out what you can do. Of course, it's nice to checkmate the opposition with pawns only in the entire match and not move any of your other pieces, right? It's nice if you could do that. But if you can't, you have to move your queen sometime. Think about it like that. So that message, I hope you've enjoyed this small rant, this small talk, this share from personal experience. If you like this content, make sure to like and subscribe. It means a lot to me. It really helps the channel grow. And also, if you have been bullied before or you have any experience with it or you want to share any advice, then let me know in the comments below. We share this community, we build this community together, and let's keep going, lads. Stay safe, and I'll see you soon, my friends. I'll see you in the next video. Thanks for watching, and goodbye.